This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Something very, very important we need to understand is that whenever we say I'm addicted to something, it means that it is a negative action or negative behavior or a negative substance. We can't say I'm addicted to the Quran. Why is that so? Because the Quran is so beneficial. So the word, the right word that we should use whenever we say that I'm addicted to the masjid or I'm addicted to the Quran and so on, is rather than addiction, is attachment. Believe it or not, neuroscience is telling us that whenever we use the word addiction, even it has a different impact on our brain, even just languaging it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding. What we wanted to do in those episodes is to bring you to the attachment of what Allah had revealed, the attachment to the words of Allah, the attachment of the masjids, the attachment of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teaching, and take you away from any addictive behavior or substance that could ruin your brain, wal'ayadu billah, and take you farther away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once more, my brothers and sisters in Islam, this is your brother Wa'il Ibrahim. This is episode 3 of Habits and Addictions, titled Behavioral Addictions. Now, many a times when I talk to people about behavioral addictions, they would ask the following questions. Brother, all what we knew about addictions back then was that it is associated with cocaine, with heroin, with hard drugs. How could a behavior turn into addiction? Believe it or not, Cambridge University had run a study back in the days, I think the year 2005 or 2006. And they scanned the brains of people who confessed that they were addicted to pornography, hardcore pornography on the internet. And to their surprise, they found that actually the brains of those who are addicted to pornography resemble those people who are addicted to cocaine. Exactly the same damage in the brain, the shrinkage of the prefrontal cortex. Can you imagine this? And this same study was replicated by an Indonesian lady that I met personally. And I actually traveled to Indonesia to meet the medical team that was looking after this study. And they replicated the same exact, you know, formula of that study of Cambridge in Indonesia on 30 kids. Now, how did they select those 30 kids? It's a very long, boring process that whoever is interested, get in touch, inshallah ta'ala. And I will show you the entire study. 15 children were addicted to pornography. When we say children here, is the age of 8 all the way to 15 years old. These were the age range. And 15 were pure, alhamdulillah, never had access to these content. And to their surprise, they found the same exact thing. The shrinkage of the prefrontal cortex. Leading to what? Leading to memory, lack of memory retention. Can you imagine? Lack of focus and concentration on their studies. And these things are not a theory anymore, are not like ideas anymore. They are established studies, and not just Cambridge, not just the Indonesian team, but now it's throughout the arena of academic who have gone through this study and scanning the brains of those who are addicted to behaviors of that sort. In fact, gaming was listed in the World Health Organization as a brain disease. A brain disease, can you imagine? Patrick Carnes in the 1980s, one of the elites of that subject of addiction, behavior addiction, when they asked him what is addiction, he said, it's a brain disease. It changes the entire structure of your brain. That which Allah had given you pure, the main purpose of the religion, the main maqasid al-sharia, this is a subject that we studied, the objectives of sharia, why Allah sent down the Quran, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent prophets of 124,000 prophets and messengers were sent to mankind. One of the objectives is to protect your mind, to protect this brain. The one thing that makes us different than animals and other creation, and we ruin it by giving our eyes that arrows. The Prophet ﷺ said, that gaze is an arrow from the arrows of shaitan. Why is that so? Because when you look at that which is haram, it is captured in the brain for life. The people that I'm counseling today who are addicted to pornography, they always tell me, brother, as soon as I say Allahu Akbar, I see porn. وَلَيَهْدُ بِاللَّهِ May Allah protect them. May Allah protect us all. The flashbacks cannot be erased easily. It takes days and months and years sometimes to become well, to cope with those addictive behaviors. So don't take it lightly. Don't ever take it lightly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So behavior addiction involves now compulsion. Not just, you know, as simple as brushing your teeth anymore. This is something very compulsive. Something that goes against your will. You don't want to do it and you find yourself coming to it again and again. One of the things that we have noticed as a result of behavioral addictions like being addicted to gaming, social media, or worst of all, pornography, is the destruction of relationships. We have so many wives in particular who are complaining that their husbands don't even attempt to have any intimate relationship with them anymore. And when I start interviewing the husbands, I would find out that they are addicted to pornography. Now, what's the connection? When you give your eyes and brain and hearts and life to something that is absolutely haram, listen to this very carefully, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Allah takes the halal away from you. As a result, there is a condition known as porn-induced erectile dysfunction. Porn-induced erectile dysfunction. People who are consumed by pornography for many years, they reach the point that their brain conditioned them to attain this pleasure, to attain sexual pleasure through screens and pixels and pictures and images. And when they are with their loved ones, with their wives, the halal ones, they can't function sexually. And of course, that leads to frustration from both sides. Lack of confidence, lack of sexual intimacy between halal partners, which leads to infidelity, which leads to divorce. I could go on forever, my brothers and sisters. And this is something that we need to take very, very seriously. I really admire Mufti Ismail Menk, may Allah bless him, who will always push people who are talking about this subject, because he knew that unless we fix those hidden, secretive activities that are committed behind closed doors, that not much people talking about it, unless we fix that, how can you create a generation that can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly? How in the world? The average now, the average age of people who are addicted to pornography is as young as 7 and 8 years old. 42 billion visits had occurred on a single pornographic website in the year 2019. 42 billion. You do the math. We are 7 billion people on planet Earth. Look at this. We can't exclude Muslims, right? We cannot exclude them. So we need to really find those platforms to raise awareness. Otherwise, your children, my children, may fall prey to these vices. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Even non-Muslims, a person like Christian Jensen, for example, who wrote a book called Good Pictures, Bad Pictures. As simple as that. She is a scholar of whatever field in Christianity or whatever else, but she recognized the danger of pictures that are inappropriate, that can actually hook her children on something for life, that can destroy them for life, that can impact them for generations to come. And she wrote this book. Actually, she wrote two books under the same title. One to be used for young kids and one for a little bit senior children. And in that introduction, in the introduction of her book, she said, a time has come where the question whether my child will see pornography or not doesn't exist anymore, because they will. They will stumble across these images, whether you like it or not. Unless we develop a system that can protect our children from accessing these images, they will find it, whether it's on those social media platforms or on hardcore websites, or pop up ads that are designed to recognize kids using devices. SubhanAllah, go and read the research. They recognize that the user of that device is a kid. Then they will send those pop-up ads that have or include hardcore pornography. And as a result, they can become addicted for life. I have seen someone in particular, like one person in particular, who's been addicted to pornography and other undesirable sexual behaviors for 43 years. I want you just to imagine, there are people, I have a friend of mine who passed away at the age of 42. So it's a lifetime of addiction, And the reason why he drowned into this until he divorced his wife, or his wife requested for a divorce, was that he didn't have the courage to come out and say, I have a problem. And the reason why, this is my own reading to the situation, the reason why he didn't have the courage to say so, or to come out and to reach out for help, is that unfortunately our mashayikh, our ulama, our scholars are not giving that platform, are not calling people to actually come and or maybe they themselves aren't aware of the harmful impact of these vices. So let us be absolutely vigilant. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that the strong believer is way better and more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the weak one. So we need to really escalate the dose of fighting those temptations. Even when it comes to the halal, look at how Islam is beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, kulu washrabu, eat and drink, wala tusrifu, but do not go into excess. So eat that which is halal, but don't go beyond the limits. Don't keep just eating because it's halal. And drink water, drink orange, drink whatever halal that Allah had provided, but don't go beyond the limits. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda was walking one day and he saw one of the companions carrying a piece of meat on his shoulder. And he told him, what is this that you're carrying? He said, ishtahaytuha ya amir al-mu'mineen. I desired it. I looked at it in the shop and I found it so nice and delicious. So I desired it. He said, awa kullama ishtahayta ishtarayt. Is it that every time you desire something, you go for it? Look at the level of discipline when it comes to the halal. That's why we have Ramadan. Ramadan, all of a sudden, from dawn to sunset, water becomes haram. All of a sudden, your beloved wife, your beloved husband, from dawn to sunset, becomes haram to touch, sexually. All the food, all the drinks that Allah made halal, Allah said from dawn to sunset during Ramadan, it's not allowed anymore. Why is that so? To discipline you. Because if you remained firm 12, 14 hours without water, without food, which is halal, how could you slip in front of the haram that easily? Ramadan was meant to train us to develop those habits that can fight against, all these vices and all these addictive behaviors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. I hope and I pray that inshallah ta'ala in the next episode and the remaining ones, we will talk about strategies now to help us overcome those addictive behaviors, inshallah, so that we can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the goal of these episodes, to meet Allah with pure and sound heart. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khairan. See you next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.